Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder. You can listen to a full 2-hour-long episode of The Bonfire on SiriusXM or with the SXM app. It's easy. Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
What's that?
I thought it was a fitting song, You Can't Stop This Thing We Started, because when I got here, Dan and Bobby Kelly joining us today on The Lost Tapes, Big J Okerson, Dan Soder, it's The Bonfire, whole crew is hanging out, well, Jacob's somewhere, floating around.
I think Jacob's, today is obviously Terminator Timeline, we are doing this show, then the live show with Nikki Dinky, and so Jacob is, I think, really preparing his dish.
Oh, yeah, he made a dish.
It's a cook-off.
That's right, it is a cook-off. And Lou threw his hat in the ring.
Get Bobby's. Are they not working?
No, I was trying not to interrupt the show.
No, it's okay.
But, yeah, I can hear the music, which is lovely, which I believe is Bryan Adams.
It is.
And I couldn't hear you guys. So.
Son of a
bitch. Well, that's probably, if you had to choose, that Canadian songbird over us any day of the week.
Unless it's
that stupid Robin Hood song, which I say is the worst.
Ugh.
I hate it. I bet it's your favorite, yeah.
What is it?
That's a... everything I do, I do it for
you. Christian Slater. Remember Christian Slater?
He played his brother, his half-brother.
Side guy, though. He was the first side guy. That was after Pump Up the Volume. Didn't pop.
Jacob, we're just on air. Are you just coming in here?
I thought you were bullshitting.
That is...
You've been in radio for decades.
Wild.
Yeah, a lot of it was black radio, though, where that's okay. Yo, motherfucker, you get that thing I sent or what?
Jacob just walked in. He's like, anyways, I just loved you was having a thing with JR.
I thought you were just BSing with Bobby before we began.
Yeah, Bob, we like to do a little dress rehearsal and wear the headphones.
We're all wearing headphones.
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, I would like to play dress up.
Oh, shit.
Guys, let's play radio until Jacob comes in here. look, I'm the co-host. Thanks, Jay.
I'm Lou. I'm hitting buttons on a thing.
Why does Lou always get to be the guy behind the board when we play radio?
I picked that song, Bryan Adams' hit. Mm. To me, I'd say nowhere near his best song.
Sure.
But it was fitting because you guys said you were in a heater.
Yep.
Over.
Yeah, I walked out.
Word selection is all I'm aware of.
I'll give you my perspective first. When someone walks up to you and just keeps saying a word without adding context to it, it's always hilarious.
Or if the word, it doesn't make sense.
But if it could be a word, just when you say a word repeatedly, it starts to make you feel crazy. Like you're like, do I not know how to speak English? I don't know.
I don't like that you're using hand gestures to have more power over me.
You're
doing from the eyes to the nipples, which is...
It is aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
I will put my hands on my knees.
All right, put your hands on your knees.
Maybe
keep them on
you
the
just
table.
place them nicely on the table.
I'll play them politely on the palms open so you guys can see I'm not holding a weapon.
Now that looks self-righteous.
Okay.
I would say palms down.
Palms down.
But just like the light, you know when they make you do clear with your fingers sometimes when your eyes don't work?
They want
you to do like a light touch.
Okay, light touch.
Just let your hands fall.
Now try.
So my example was when I went out, I was on vacation with my buddy, Mike, and it was at the end of the night, and he was kind of drunk, and I was going back to my hotel to go to sleep, and he was like, I'm going to go to Let Out. And I was like, what? And he goes, Let Out. Oh, I'm going to Let Out. And I go, you want me to get the Let Out? You want me to play back-to-back Zeppelin songs? I just start doing
Dan Soder with two back-to-back Zeppelin hits.
You're in downtown Stockholm, and we're getting the Let Out.
This next one off House of the Holy.
Mike Fartbox wants to get the Let Out. And he just keeps saying Let Out. And he's drunk, so I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And he goes, Let Out. You know, like when the bar lets out. And I was like, say bar let out. Like,
well, because somewhere where he's from or in some group of friends,
yeah,
they have a term.
That's let out. Yeah, that, exactly.
But also, life is short. So sometimes you'll shorten things up. I'm going to let out. I'm going to check out
Would
let
you
out.
Know what that meant?
Yeah, I knew what it meant.
Really?
100%.
You did not.
Well, prove it. First of all, prove it. Second of all, 100%. 100%. 100%. I actually have it's on my merch. Check
first
out
first,
check out comicwearables.com. I have the shirt that goes Let Out. Yeah. I'll meet you at the Let Out.
So,
the show.
Let Out.
Yeah.
So I'm in the studio before the show and Bobby just starts going, Barrel. I go, What? And he goes, Barrel. Barrel. And I go, like a barrel of whiskey? What are you talking about, Bobby?
I said, where's the barrel? I said, where's the barrel?
He goes, where's the barrel? And I go, what's up? And he's like, where's the barrel? And I was like, barrel
Every
of what?
Every show has a barrel.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is this like a common thing in a radio station where they just have barrels and I never knew that? Where
Dan, like, you've been working in radio for 20 years.
Come on, Dan.
Where's the barrel?
Barrel of jokes? I didn't know if it was like a thing. So I'm like, what do you mean barrel? And then he's like, where I put this and it was trash. And I went, oh, the trash can?
It's not a can.
And that's exactly what he said.
It's not a can.
It certainly isn't a barrel.
It's certainly, first of all, it's closer to a barrel than a can. A can is small. A can is made out of aluminum or aluminium if you're from Australia or England. And,
or tin.
Or tin. Okay, I'll take tin. But here's the thing. That is closer. That's a barrel. That's a trash barrel.
Now, a barrel, to me, always implies wood. And also would suffice if you put some suspenders on it as clothing if someone takes your clothes off.
Or if you're going down Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
If you're an alcoholic that supports the Denver Broncos.
Where? Let's go back in time. Let's do a little history.
Okay.
Where did the first trash, when they first put trash in something back in the day, what did they use?
Probably a hole.
No.
The ocean?
They used a barrel. They used old barrels. This is a fact.
Bobby,
this
I feel like you forget that we have the internet to look these
Buddy,
things up.
Yeah. You can look it up.
This cover.
The first trash barrel, the first trash dispenser, we'll call it that, in an office space or inside was an old whiskey barrel. Okay?
And they I feel it, like this is made up.
This is not made up.
Let me tell you how made up it is. I saw the joy on Bobby's face when he thought of whiskey barrel. Yeah. When he was like, okay, whiskey barrel's good. That's real good. But first he said cave people are using barrels for trash cans, and then they're also making whiskey. I don't think that was a thing.
I wasn't watching his face. I was zooming in on a barrel like it was a documentary. Like
the
it was,
first
what's
barrel.
His name?
The barrel.
A Ken Burns documentary. Where Bobby's like, barrels. Whiskey barrels.
They were used. The first trash can... here's a little fact. The first trash can ever, trash can is fine, but that was a can. It was a little can. But in office space, historically, it was a barrel, an old whiskey barrel. They take an old whiskey barrel that they use. What are they going to do with those? They can't. They use them for firewood. They try to reuse them for other things, but there's too much whiskey. So they would take the barrel, they put it in the office space during the industrial revolution.
That's where you're losing me.
Sorry. No, seriously.
Stop staring longingly at Bobby and look up his falsehoods.
Lowell, Massachusetts. In Lowell, Massachusetts.
They always do this. People from Massachusetts do this all the time. They have one tie to the revolution and they think that that's how shit everything started.
It said trash can barrel made it from whiskey barrel.
Boom!
It did say that.
Well, there are. This looks like hipster stuff. Like you can get a whiskey barrel trash can.
What the hipsters go back and use stuff from the past. They don't use futuristic stuff.
They like stuff that's aesthetically tough but doesn't actually have to be tough.
Buddy, back in the Industrial Revolution in Lowell, Massachusetts, they needed something to put the trash in, and they used old whiskey barrels.
Christine,
hence now
history of the trash can.
If you're right, that's gonna fucking really upset me.
I'm 100% right.
But it doesn't. change the fact that you don't call it a barrel now.
You do? Why wouldn't you? Why would you change that?
Trash can.
Okay, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, garbage bin seems to be the thing. Now, Bobby, I'm going to say this.
Bin is actually, first of all, bin is Greek for barrel. Look it up.
Check that right now. Check if bin is Greek
well,
for barrel.
Well, it's Binopolis. It's Binopolis. They shortened it when it got to America.
Ellis Island, they couldn't put all those letters on.
Fucking Binopolis.
Jennifer Aniston did. Now, by the way, the guy who made it was Eugene Poobell.
That's a fun name.
Which is hilarious. Poobell? I really did think, Bobby, when he said it was like a word for like a trash can, mm-hmm. basically, I did think you were going to come with receptacle. I was prepared, because Dan knows this. Dan, weirdly enough, vocabulary isn't his strongest suit.
No.
And it
can be at times, but then at times it's great failure.
And I thought, listen, you're a wordsmith in what you do.
Not
but
true.
I mean, you get him to read a multisyllabic word, it's going to shit.
It's
it
tough.
Can go bad.
Once I know it, but if not, and all, by the way, sometimes I'll second guess myself and get wobbly.
I don't even know what syllabic means. I don't even. Is that like a
multi-syllables?
Oh, I thought that was like cavemen. Like a.
I thought it was like
syllabic.
You want to give us a factual history of the word?
I thought it was Eastern European. You know what's funny about that, dude? In Eastern Europe, Slavics were the ones that taught language.
Syllabics.
Syllabic.
Why was there like a 7.5 looking through the window?
She's one of the talent.
Wow, she's
talent. That's
she's
what we call them around here.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she's part of the talent.
Get it?
A lot of talent around here. But I thought, Bobby, you were going to use, like you said, receptacle or waste paper basket, and Dan was going to like give you shit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Barrel's wrong.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, wait. Now, first of all, can I just say something, Jay? I haven't even pleaded my case to you.
Okay.
I mean, he got to do his whole thing with his hands down. First, he used his hands, and then he got into it. Then he went at it, and then I was kind of defending myself. All my stuff.
Remember when
I told
that personal tale? I think that really kind of tied it in.
You're really connected to the people. Your story.
I'm kind of like the Bruce Springsteen of trash can stories.
I'm just
sitting with a mic waiting for the letter. And then I took a whiskey barrel. I'm trying to win some trash, put it in the corner, waiting for Fujak to come back from the letdown. Throwing out trash, but you're right. Like you, early man. Yeah. You didn't get a chance to state your case.
I'm just saying, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
May I call you Jay?
Of course.
When you say can, what do you think when you think of can?
Tits.
Just the word. Yeah, one tit.
One tit.
I think of mastectomies.
Right boob.
Took off my can. Yeah. Lost my left can. To the big C.
If you've ever had a mastectomy, please say it. You lost the can.
Yeah, he goes, I lost a can to the big C. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I got it from my mother and her mother's mother.
That's Tig's new special, Missing Two Cans.
Yeah. Two cans.
Dude, seriously, when you think of a can, you think of a little tiny Coke can.
If you say the word can to me,
yeah.
Just can?
Yeah.
I would think, yeah.
Okay.
I would think something small.
When I say can. When I say barrel, you think of what?
I think of...
Niagara Falls.
No, I think of, not Niagara Falls. I think of like a barrel like full of...
Trash.
No.
No, brandy.
No, yeah.
Just
like,
look at me. Don't look at him. Look at me. Don't look at me. Please, just stay over with me.
Look into my eyes.
I think of...
Look at me. Trash.
Being full of...
Trash.
Trash.
Yes.
Jay, we both know that's wrong.
Jay,
he's hypnotizing you.
Jay, look at me.
Hang on, my eyes
Jay,
are going...
Look at me.
I'm going to need that... Uh-huh. I'm going to need some of that that brandy that those dogs carry in their barrels on their neck.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was going to say, because I was attacked as a child by a St. Bernard.
Yeah.
Are you sure you weren't saved?
No, I was.
Sure, you weren't saved.
I actually showed Christine last time I went to my mom's house. I go, that was the night deposit box my mom dropped her money off after work when she left the door open, and a loose St. Bernard just jumped in the car with me. And I screamed.
I forgot about that story.
I screamed. It was so slobbery and big, and it just got in, and they looked.
Dude,
it was Cujo. That's what Cujo was.
You might as well have had a bear get in the car with you.
And I just sat there screaming with my face against the glass with his dog all over me until the cops came. My mom called the cops.
I think I told you when you told that story. But there's this girl that I used to hook up with in Colorado. during when I was in college, had a St. Bernard. And one time in the middle of the night, I went to get a glass of water in the kitchen, and I looked in the living room. The St. Bernard was sitting on the couch like a human. just with his feet up on the middle seat, just like looking at me. It looked like a man. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. It's holy shit. Okay.
I think I said this on the show. My friend Glenn.
Shout out, Glenn.
The girl that he had kids with.
Yeah.
Maria. Yeah. When you hang at her house all the time, that was like where the kids could all go do whatever house. And they had a St. Bernard that I thought was stuffed furniture. For the first couple months I see that dog, I never saw it move until one time we brought over a black friend and that dog lunged and bit his stomach.
Oh my God.
It's the weirdest I've ever seen.
And he bit it and nothing happened because he had abs.
I'll tell you what, he didn't mind showing us where the cut was because of his abs. Yeah. He was like, look, the thing got me.
Oh.
We're like, shut up, Justin.
Oh, he's got the D'Angelo's.
Oh.
He's like,
he must have smelled that extra bone in my ankle that makes me super athletic.
That is, the dog jumping in the car with you is the funniest thing.
A loose dog, because all dogs used to be loose.
Oh yeah, loose dogs.
There was never they used to be like women.
Fast and loose.
Just fast and loose.
Just down on the docks.
Yeah, but now everybody has a leash. It's weird. Like this, you have to. It's like a law because of those situations.
I don't think my dog wouldn't. Like she operates on a leash because if I think we were off leash, she wouldn't listen. I'd be like, come here. She would listen to me like on the second or third one.
Yeah.
But on the first one, dogs used to, I feel like back in the day, you'd just be like, hey, come here. Like my dog growing up, you'd just say his name and he'd come back.
Yeah, because they beat them.
That's true.
That's why I don't like Ari's dog. Ari's dog is like him. Like there's no leash. You just come on, Bandit. And he just follows him some stupid park.
We were doing a podcast with Ari during the pandemic and he was like, oh, here comes Bandit back from the beach.
Bandit
was just at the beach in Central America.
Yeah. Yeah. He was actually went to China for like 3 weeks.
He's like, yeah.
He came back with like those Tibetan flags around his neck because he went up to Everest. Fucking dog bugs me. My dog stinks next to his stupid dog.
Yeah.
They have to lock it down. I have to put an electric collar on her neck.
Yeah.
To shut her up.
She'll just get killed the first day.
I know. Ari's dog's got a passport and a beret.
Yeah. I can actually tell you.
He has a joke book.
He has an actual.
Bark.
It's a one dog that has grasp of socialism. My dog's like this. If you drop that, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the sun go down in Paris, Wolf?
You understand?
He has a Chase shirt on.
Listen to me, Myrtle. This world is bigger than dog parks. It is fun to chase, no? But it is better to chase life. You remind me of a feral dog I met in Central America.
Seen too much.
Yeah.
His dog has seen too much for being so wiry-haired.
Yeah.
Really? It bugs me.
It does show up like a dog that's chasing people on dirt bikes.
Oh, yeah, for
on
sure.
On scooters. Through.
Yeah,
his fingernails are red.
Yeah.
he was dating a goth chick for a while.
Bandit has like its hair is like my chin hair. It's all his long, wiry hairs.
But it's lived. It's been in more continents than my dog will ever. I can't take my dog on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, Ari's
like...
Christine brought Dawkins on a plane. She took our dog on a plane.
Really?
Yeah, she did great.
It's great.
She's small enough that you just held her, right?
No.
It was a whole thing.
Did you put her under the...
No.
Do they do that to dogs still? Do they put
under
them
the thing?
Under the plane?
Yep.
The best part was Christine is such a wonderful dog mom because she lacks the love of a child that when they sent a picture from the airplane... Christine sat on the floor and let the dog sit in the chair.
Well, the flight attendant really liked her. They're actually not allowed.
They what?
Yeah, they had to tell you, hey, human, you have to sit in the chair.
You sat on the floor of the plane?
And the dog, by the way, didn't think that was weird. The dog was looking out the window like...
Dog's ordering cranberry juice. She's hanging out. What do you mean?
Let me get a tequila tonic and keep him coming, sweetheart.
Something about the headphone jack. I'm only getting four out of my left ear. What do you mean?
TV doesn't work. Am I going to get a credit for that? Or
you sat on the floor? Like you got in between the seat and the floor?
Until they made her change that.
You have to sit in one of the front rows, so either the front row of first class or the front row of the emergency exit, so there's the space in between.
You were in first class?
Yeah. And
oh, that, okay.
And I just, like, you know, I was uncomfortable, and I just like went and sat on the floor. I sat on the floor a lot, and she sat on the seat. I was just kind of switching around.
I swear to God,
for very long.
If I would have seen you sitting on the floor and the dog sitting in the seat, I'd have been like, did they get cursed and there was like a Freaky Friday?
Freaky Friday.
And like the dog's brain is in Christine and Christine's in the dog, where it's like, I gotta sit up here. You sit on the floor.
The dog was like, I can't. I gotta be on the floor. This is uncomfortable to me. I need a rug.
Speaking of airports, there is an email now out to the business manager that says, you get me that platinum card right now, that platinum Amex, because I got way early to my airport in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
No Delta Lounge. No Delta Sky Lounge. We had the conversation about lounges on Legion of Skanks, but it didn't go well because we were hanging out with that galoot Lewis, who doesn't understand lounge life at an airport.
Well, he doesn't like... Is Lewis... Of course Lewis is against lounge life.
He's against lounge life.
Well, because he'd argue...
But there was... Somebody,
it's like free food, and he'd be like, why is the Jello? It's not fresh.
Where's there... There's supposed to be more salmon.
I like lemon in my water. Do you have lemon back there? What kind of lounge is this?
Like, dude...
Yeah. Whose fingers are these sandwiches the size of? Because they're small.
Turns out they don't like when you clear a space to shadow box.
I went out... He's
moving chairs and he goes, sorry, I got a fight in 6 months.
This is the guy trying to fucking talk about a merger that he's got going on.
He took James out to dinner, and he took me and Max to a very fancy restaurant, Eddie V's.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Vedder's?
No,
Eddie V's. Thanks for coming
specials, back. Halibut and herd turkey with a thorn, famous coffee.
He goes, thanks. Hey, I just want to thank you guys for coming by and having the duck l'orange.
Duck l'orange.
He does the Rocky. He goes, I tell a story. He goes, you know, I met Kurt Cobain when he was 17 years old. Snot-nosed punk, you ask me.
He goes, I remember I'm hanging out. Hold on, I'll be back in the kitchen in a second there, Marco. I'm hanging above the stage. I know I'm going to jump. Anyways, guys, I got to get going. Try the creme brulee.
You guys are doing great. Bring these guys a dessert.
He's like Rocky and Balboa.
Yeah. He's just walking around in a red fucking a red blazer. You guys are enjoying the pasta, I trust.
Oh, man, would you say it's a 10? All right, I gotta get out of here. Oh, try our new cocktail, specialty cocktail Vitology. Absolutely. It's made with a 14-year-old rum. You would go eat at Eddie V's, wouldn't you?
Of course I would.
Yo, can I tell you something? He'd have a table like it was Rayo's if I opened up a fucking Eddie Vedder theme place.
No, this is Eddie Vedder's restaurant.
Yeah.
Eddie V's. But that's not the one you and Lewis went to.
That's not the one.
No, it doesn't exist. No. That's not the
so, wait, you guys actually passed up that one to go to this Eddie V's? Got it.
Yeah.
Deal. Fair.
You guys chose not to.
Yeah, we chose the other one.
Okay.
All right.
Dude, I get so. I love Lewis. You know that. Mm-hmm. I love him.
Of course.
But I get so uncomfortable. Because I know he's got respect issues. And if there's one, if one thing happens, it's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
It's well, me the closest.
You, me, okay, was it me and you, I think both temperament-wise, maybe Dan, you go 0 to 60, but some of you hold in a little bit longer. I think like me and you understand Lewis's thing, but understand also like it's us. So we have to stop before we look like assholes.
But I don't like that he makes me, and I don't mean this to be sexist.
An accomplice?
No, he makes me into the wife. You know what I mean? I'm just like, honey, calm down. Hey, man, it's going to be all right. Like, can we just enjoy? Because I don't want this thing to happen. He's like, no.
Well, you told me too also when you have a young son like you do.
Yeah.
Who's at that age of action movies and whatever, he thinks what Lewis is doing is awesome, and he thinks you're a total puss.
Yeah.
Lewis is commando, and you're the stepdad.
Lewis goes for it, and you're afraid to hurt your back throwing a punch.
Yeah, you've actually evolved and grown into a balanced man, and then Lewis is like, hey, why don't you rip your shirt off and threaten to fight the kitchen staff?
Yeah. I'm going to go knock this French fucker out.
Yeah. Hey, come and watch me fight six guys at once. And they go, this is awesome. This is what fucking Van Damme would do when we were kids. Yeah.
But Lou is always, you know, he brings the whole group. He's got like the clan, the family, which I love. I love his sister. and her daughter, and then the aunt, who I don't know how she gets anywhere. She just appears. I think she's just.
Bobby were saying this on the phone. Lewis is Andrew. I've met a bunch of times. I've never seen her go or arrive anywhere. She's always just there where they are.
That'd be great if you finally ask her. You go, hey, how do you get anywhere? And she, portals.
Mostly portals.
I think he ships her. Like
sends her ahead like UPS.
Yeah, Lewis has her like magicians when they send their trunks. Oh.
Yeah, dude,
you go, send her there.
She comes with merch. She shows up in a merch.
But you go
delivery.
Back to his house and she's just on the couch before anybody with cars gets there.
You're the first one here. And you come inside and she's there. Like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, but he is. He's fucking dangerous. It's just a dangerous situation. But here's the thing. He's right. So he's like, they did fuck up a lot. There's a lot, but you let it slide.
Bobby,
he's gotten much better at getting it like to the point where he blows up.
He is getting a little better. He is for sure.
He's matured
Bobby,
a lot.
Bobby, when we went to me, Bobby, Dawn, Christine, and Max went to dinner in Montreal.
Oof.
And they sat us down, and I don't know what was more important in town, because they were. It looked like the guy was weaving us, everything short of flipping over the table to go give other people even water, just some water to start.
I mean, it was bad. It was bad.
What do you mean? He was just like kind of disrespecting you guys, or
it wasn't disrespecting?
Like ignoring?
He didn't.
Completely.
He had some thing with us. I think when we sat down, he didn't want anybody else in his section, and he was just annoyed by it. He was but they almost had that conversation over us, so we knew right away this guy was reluctantly taking the table. Because he was almost like, why are these people sitting here? And he's like, because that's where they're. So he's like, I got all these, like, okay. And he took, and right away came to us and goes, I guess I'll be back to take your order, kind of feeling like he was annoyed we were there. And then ignored us for quite some time.
When you're a waiter and you're over it, like on a shift, anyone that's waiting tables will tell you that. And then you get a table, you just take it out on them, where you're like, you're my last step. Of course they sit me here. Hey, how you guys doing? Like, you'll even say it in front of them. You go, you know, supposed to get a lunch break. Looks like that's not going to happen. Hi, guys.
But it's bad.
Guacamole?
I had a kid with low blood sugar, which is not fucking good. And he was getting, like, he starts to get cunty. You know what I mean? And you don't want a 9-year-old who's cunty at the table. And all we needed was a piece of bread and some butter, and the cuntness just goes away.
Yeah.
Like, he lights up a little bit, and they didn't even drop bread.
Well, Bobby did the best, though, when he did call the guy over finally. And I mean, a good 30 minutes before we called somebody
over.
Easy.
15 drinks should be on the table at the latest.
15?
15?
Water?
Water? Bread?
Fight for yourself.
But when Bobby does it, it was...
Don't come eat lunch at Dos Caminos in 2008.
You know when you don't even know that another guy's admiring how cool you're being? But Bobby just did it very quiet, like he got the guy to come over, and it was the over-the-shoulder thing where he's like, I don't know, it's just we've been here for like a half hour. There's no bread, we got no water, like the kid needs some bread. You know, we're sitting here, we don't mind waiting, but I mean, there's just nothing. And just like the hand motion, and the guy's like, oh, like, right away, sir. And then that guy came over with a painted-on, angry smile.
Yeah.
And then we tipped nice, which really is the most. Sometimes I feel like that's the fuck you to a
that's
shitty
the
waiter.
Big fuck you.
Almost is more doing
that's,
that.
You're absolutely correct.
I had, when I was at I went to Cantor's twice when I was in LA last week. And the only went back the second time. The first night I went, I got some food and I was like, you know, they have the second register is for the cookies and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to get some cookies. And the guy was just like, he was like, no, man, it's too. He's like, it's too busy in here. It's not. There was maybe two other people there. No one's sitting. It's just takeout, and it's not too busy. And I just kind of ate it. You know what I mean? I was like, okay. I'm like, but when is it, like, available? He's like, well, we're not busy. And he's just kind of shitty about it. And at the end of that, I gave him, like, I gave him, like, a normal tip on that one. I came back the next night, and I said to him, I was like, hey, man, is it too busy tonight? Because I just, like, I'm only in town a little bit. I love these cookies. I just want to get a couple of these cookies. He's like, yeah, man. Like, I'll try to get over. And when I went over there, I was like, a bunch of these, and he got the wrong ones. And I was like, no, man, I'm sorry. It's like, it's those right there. And then he's shitty kind of thing about that. And I gave him, like, a really good tip after that. And then when I was like, hey, do you guys have ketchup or anything? He's like, oh, right away, man. Let me get. And he's like, the tune changes, and you're like, don't be a. That's almost cuntier.
If you tip somebody fucking crazy that's a twat, it shakes them out of it, and they're like, fuck.
I did it
to the wrong person.
I'll tell you right now, I've felt that. One time I had these two ladies barely spoken English, and I was so busy. they had an all right check. And then they were like, hey, can we get the check to go? And I, in my head, I'm like, you're not going to fucking tip me anything. I'm in the weeds. Here's your fucking, you know. I was like, here's your check, but kind of shitty. They tipped me so nice that when I picked that thing up, I was like, you asshole.
Yeah, you feel
like
shit.
I was like, yeah.
Did the kid have glasses?
Our guy?
Yeah, at Cantor's?
Oh, no, it was a black dude.
Oh. Dice's kid works at Cantor's.
Do they work there, really?
He works there, yeah.
Max?
Yeah, Max.
Yeah.
They do comedy there.
Yeah, in the Kibitz room right in the back.
In the Kibitz room, yeah. Yeah, he's doing comedy now. You know, not to fucking sidetrack everything. We're having a fucking nice roll.
But we can all agree that it's not trash barrel.
It's a fucking trash barrel.
It's a trash can.
It's a trash barrel. It's a barrel.
I can't believe you just walk around saying the word barrel thinking people are going to know that you're talking about the trash.
Chrissy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, here we go.
Say trash can.
Trash can.
Now say trash barrel.
Trash barrel.
What do you feel better saying?
Trash can.
I tell you what, the first one sounds way less like she's a time traveler.
Bobby, I think you didn't ask the question
you have a trash
right.
Travel barrel? I'm like, how the hell did you get here from the year 1931?
I think you didn't ask the question right, Bobby. am I getting hypnotized again? Christine, the question was, let me say it again. Say sure. Trash can.
Trash can.
Say trash barrel.
Trash barrel.
What do you like saying more? Not what, can. Not what hits your ears better. Yourself.
Barrels like a. It say, makes me feel say, like I'm fat say, to say it.
Say barrel again.
Barrel.
Say it again. Say it one more time.
Barrel.
Barrel.
See, even more than three times, and you feel nuts. Now, you're like, am I not? This is like Nate's joke about hammock.
But I would have if someone came to me and kept going barrel. I go. I don't know where you get a barrel. I don't know where to start the search.
I don't know. Barrel.
Type in trash barrel.
We did. It says hipster shit.
Yeah, you can get a whiskey barrel made into a trash can if you're a hipster for like $279. I'm sorry.
You said if you were a cave person, this was the case.
Garbage barrel.
Garbage barrel sounds like you don't speak English and you are looking up a direct translation.
No,
garbage
I'll say barrel? This. I'll say this.
You bring me your garbage barrel.
At Resorts World, there's a sports bar restaurant called the Dog House.
Ho.
I just know that because I was there last weekend. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed outside was because I had to throw a few pieces of trash away.
Yep.
I will say that all of the trash in that was in a big barrel. They were in barrels inside the barrel, Dan. Trash can. There was a trash can inside the barrel.
Yeah, but what is the
main? You're the real MVP.
Whoa. What is the main thing that
it's in? The barrel is decoration.
What?
The barrel's decoration.
But it's
to spice up what's going to be normally just a pile of trash.
But you can't, but the barrel is the original trash barrel. And they put a can in it. Okay, fine. You can do that.
What do you call it at home?
Trash barrel.
But you don't have a trash barrel. You have a trash can.
You're going to get
Max. I do not have a trash can.
You're going to get Max bullied.
No,
you're going to get Max bullied in middle
school.
First
of all, men use barrels.
He's going to walk around going barrel, and they're gonna be like, what is this kid? What is this kid, a river kid?
Men use barrels.
What is this kid?
You know, non-men use cans.
What is this kid, a hobo? Who is this kid? You're just using barrel?
Listen, when you go out, hey, take the trash barrels out.
I don't ever say that.
What do
That's
you say?
Crazy. Now you're just saying, no one says those words. Take the trash cans to the curb. I mean, that's just said across the board.
Everyone says the same thing. You go, grab the barrels, take it out in a jiffy. Everyone says it. Everyone says that. You take the barrels and then you jiffy them to the streets. I don't know what any of this is. Are you a street sweeper? Who speaks like this?
Barrel
do you call,
is a
do you call packages parcels?
Dude, Joe, my mom's ex-boyfriend, he was a mailman for like 8 months. Dude, he did it during Christmas.
8 months?
Yeah, who the fuck is a mailman for 8 months?
That's a career choice, usually.
Was he a crack addict?
Just a hunk of shit. And dude, when he started taking it seriously.
I was a police officer for about like, I don't know, I did like a year and 10 days.
I was a firefighter for 3 weeks. I fought one fire. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
When he started, because I don't like this one bit.
He got bit by a dog.
Really? Yeah, in 8 months?
Yeah, dude, it was great.
Was he in a commercial for being a mailman?
All I know is it brought me the most enjoyment the entire time we lived with him was watching him be miserable being a mailman in Denver. And
coming home in that stupid outfit?
Dude, he would. Yeah, he'd come home in the outfit.
Your mom loved that outfit,
though. I bet she got banged at it.
Oh, my God. She made him. You'd hear the rattling upstairs of the bed knock around and the sound of development mailbox keys.
the safari hat over the lamp as a shade.
Oh, my God.
Safari hat.
And then I have to hear the role playing where he goes, big package for Trish.
You got a weird. Yeah. Car parked in your driveway with the steering wheels on the wrong side.
Yeah, what is this, Europe?
He wraps his dick in brown tape.
When he started working for the post office, he started taking it like super seriously, and he was like calling it parcels. Aye. He's like, so I'm dropping off parcels, and I was like, what? That was the first time I heard that word. I was like,
got a parcel drop off?
You mean packages? He was trying to make it sound like, you know, he's like, I'm actually a parcel coordinator. I'm like, you're a mailman.
One day.
I mean, look, first of all, mailman, it's a federal job. That's like being in the military.
Yeah.
I will never salute Joe.
I'm not kidding.
But I will thank him for his service.
There you go. Thank you for getting me in my sweatshirt.
Yeah, I did 8 months in the outer suburban area.
I did 8 months in zone 14 of Aurora.
You know how much mail doesn't get delivered in Colorado?
Yeah.
Just in the winter?
Just
get lost. Oh, who's a good, yeah, I'm telling you, there is someone out there in the world that, like I was with my newspaper route. I didn't take that seriously at all. They had to fire me from newspaper routes because I didn't realize how serious people really wanted their newspaper.
They needed their info.
I was like, when it doesn't show up, they're just going to move on with their life.
They're not dorks.
I had a newspaper route for a week. And I did the Sunday paper. Remember the Sunday paper?
Thick. Yeah, that thing was a big boy, dude.
And
you got to bag them yourself?
You have to go to the place early. And on Sunday, you had to get the wheelbarrow because you couldn't put it in the bag because it was so big.
The wheel can.
It was a wheelbarrow. and I remember it was like a winter, like kind of mini storm, but it was very windy out. And I hit went over the railroad tracks, and I hit the wheel, fucked up, and the thing tipped over, and all the papers fell off, and then got into like a little tornado around me. And I remember I was just crying with papers flying in the middle,
like you're in a blizzard of bucks machine, but so much sadder.
I had to put all the papers back together, and then I had to go and deliver them. But it took me like 8 hours. I didn't get back until the afternoon.
Oh.
And people just got chunks of the Sunday paper, and then I got fired.
What you got? They fired you for that?
Buddy, it was
people. You can't fuck up the newspaper.
You can't fuck
people
up the Sunday paper. They go, I got the guy.
I got Section D. I got Arts and Entertainment. Why is that all I got?
Yeah, but you got it three times.
Oh my God. I would be mad.
It was just three Section D's.
I would fire you. But if I did see that happen to you, I think it would inspire me to watch a child crying in a tornado of paper.
You just took me back to, I'm having like a sense memory where the feeling of when you have to like wrap the papers up and put them in the bags yourself and like the ink being on your finger. Oh, I hated that feeling. I hated that feeling so much. Do you know what I'm talking about, Jacob? It's
I delivered too.
It's like not. It's like I don't know. I don't
Damn,
know how to describe it.
Thank you guys all for your service.
It was a service, man. I mean, imagine being a guy working 5 days a week, and Sunday's your day. You get up, you have coffee, and that paper's out front, and you're going to go through it. Your wife's going to get the coupons. You're going to open up and look at the sports and look at the business and plan your week and blah, blah, blah. And then you get it, and it's all fucked up. And some crying assholes walking up the street.
I fell on the train tracks, and all I got you was the classifieds.
So you were trying.
The backup news.
You were trying really hard to do the right thing. That same person who's missing their paper, if they saw what you went through, they'd be like, well, that kid took a rough one. What they would hate about me is that it was drizzling outside a little bit as he watches me try to soccer kick the pile of papers into the sewer with one shot. I never even took the twine off the stack. See if I could skid it right into the trailer. And I'd go home and be like, yeah, I delivered it. My mom's like, you're fast. I go, yeah, pretty spot for a fat kid.
I remember throwing
just watching you do that, though, this guy going, hey, honey.
You see the paper?
Is this kid kicking the Inquirer into the fucking sewer?
Bobby Kelly's hanging out with us. Let's take our first break. We'll be right back. It's the Bonfire.
True.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at The Bonfire, and of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And now, back to the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
We're back, everybody. It's the Bonfire. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Big J. Okerson, Dan Soder. Bobby Kelly hanging out with us.
It's kind of cornered, dude.
In this little...
What's up, baby?
Dude, he's getting so aggressive.
I'm not aggressive, dude. Just settle down, baby.
He's touching me, dude.
I'm not touching you. I'm caressing you.
Dude, what is this? Isn't a 50s record label, dude? Get off me.
Come on, man. You
it's
look
affectionate.
Good. I don't like it. It's not, because it's not real.
It's real.
No, he's doing it as his fucking technique.
Nah, man.
Mental war. Sun Tzu.
Listen to this noise.
Sun Tzu said, caress your enemies.
Listen to this noise.
Everyone, if you've read Sun Tzu, you know what method he's using on me. The art of molestation. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to drop little drops in your forehead.
Tell you what, there's nothing hotter than a little Dick Van Dyke butt that Dan has.
Dude, I have a butt.
Look at that little.
But I'm all hips.
Dan doesn't have
a couch.
He doesn't have like a great ass or anything, but he's got like a little roundy.
Yeah, it's like a
I'm
little.
All hips. I got Iowa mom hips.
little chim chim roo.
If I could have children, I'd be popping them out, dude. I'd have a bunch of little toe heads.
Oh, you can't have kids?
No, I can't. My uterus shut down.
Yeah. You're right, though.
I got a history.
You're right. If it wasn't if it wasn't your big, huge, fat dick on the other end of that, dude, you'd have a huge canal. You'd have a big ass canal.
I would have a fart. You ever think about kind of pussy you would have if you were a lady?
I know exactly what type of pussy.
I would have a lot of room.
Mine look like a fucking, like a dying rose. It would just be so much lip and pieces falling off.
Just like a fucking sleeping hound.
Bobby,
yeah.
Our guests today are good friends of both of ours. You want to give them an introduction?
Well, why don't we let them introduce themselves? They got one of the greatest bands out right now, Generation Kill. They're playing this weekend. Where are you playing?
Dingbats.
Dingbats on Friday.
Introduce yourselves, everybody.
I'm Rob Dukes.
I'm Rob Yules.
And they are from Generation Kill. They have two shows this weekend. Friday night
at Dingbats,
is what I call my wife. And Saturday Dingbat? Night.
We're in New Haven.
At New Haven, which is what Jay calls his wife, the New Haven.
No, my wife's the old Haven. Christine's the new Haven.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Fucking great song.
Thanks, man.
I love it. I love you guys.
Yeah.
Do you guys love the live shows?
You ever shit your pants on stage?
No.
I did it, dude. It was
oh,
brutal.
My God. Did How you continue?
Brutal. So, I was in Serbia, right?
Oh, that's a custom. That's actually a compliment there. Oh, I didn't realize. When in Rome.
He's happy to be here. He
I was
should
in Serbia, right? And they had served us like burritos, right? Yeah, earlier in the day. And everybody got sick. And I screamed and I just shit myself. And when I'm on stage, I wear, you know, shorts with no underwear because I don't want to do extra laundry. And it hit the stage and my guitar player saw it. And I looked at him, and I was like, I just kind of kicked it off into the little barrier area, and I ran off the fucking stage, and clean myself up.
You shit in the runoff. You shit this.
And he was laughing, and then nobody kind of knew what happened. And I came out. I admitted what happened. And then later, the other band, one of the guys in the hospital, he had worms. They had served us dog meat. That's why everybody got sick. I ate dog.
When you shit, was it a splat or was it a drop and roll?
No, it was like, by the time, it was like a lot of bread and meat. So in Europe, so no veggies. So it was like a, it was like a nugget. It
yeah.
Was like a, it was like that's a Snickers bar.
Yeah, you would see that, you kick that.
If it was anything else, I would have just walked away. It was a dog's
eyeball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, dog meat?
Dog meat, dude.
Oh, fuck.
How was it when you ate it, though?
It was fine. Yeah. I thought it was just regular.
Max shit at an ice cream store. I mean, a packed. We were up at Lake George at one of the most famous ice cream places where they give you the big, tall.
Dog ice cream, though. He found that it was dog ice cream from dog milk?
It was dogs the whole time.
It was made from dog milk. Everyone got sick.
We're all eating ice creams, and Max is sitting there. And I look over at Dawn, and she bends down. Max just shit and it fell out of his shorts onto the ground, but it looked like it's in front of everybody. She bent down and just stuck her cone in the shit and picked it up, threw it out, and go, we gotta go. And I was like, what? Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty genius.
Yeah,
I mean, she used her
pretty
cone.
Smart.
But if anyone saw that, if anyone saw
a quicker
that,
quicker shitter picker upper.
And they went, that kid shit, and his mom just picked it up with a cone. I'm gonna fucking
throw. Yeah, the poor guy was watching that, holding his cone, just running down his hand. He doesn't want any more.
His wife's like, Terry, what's wrong? And he goes, I just saw something.
Just picked the wrong day to get rum raisin.
Oh my god, dude, Don's the scoop and throw.
Dude, I've never seen. I mean, pretty literally, good. Fell out of his. I saw it fall, and then she just bent down, pushed it. Picked it up, threw hers away, grabbed him. We were out of there, and it was the second.
That's a mother's love, dude. A father would just go. It's like, I'm just gonna move on. I'll just try again. He's young enough. I'll just try again.
Let's just go.
Pick up your own shit, boy.
Can I back up here, Rob? Did you say in South America they wipe their ass with their hand?
Yeah, they have. I remember we were in Peru, and it was such a poor area, but there was no. It was a little sink next to the hole in the floor with water would come out, and you would wash your hand, and then, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You guys been to India?
No.
India's the same way.
So we all were in the same bus going to the venue, and
isn't it like McDonald's and Starbucks at these places now?
We stopped at, like, a light, and we look over, and there's four guys all standing on the street talking, and one of them has his pants around his ankles. He's shitting in the street while he's talking to these guys. Yeah. There's no toilet paper or anything. I mean, they have the same hole in the ground, but they have like a little dish rinser next to it. You know, that kind
of
stuff.
So this guy's just in the middle
just
of the street.
Dropping trout, shitting while he's talking to everyone.
He's like, yeah, well, I don't know. I think I'd probably go to the cricket match later.
There's a guy in India that he will go up to tourists and he'll throw shit on your shoe. And then another guy will, dude, you got shit on your shoe. And then there's a guy over here who cleans shit off the shoe. It's a whole scam.
Genius.
There's a video.
Brilliant.
So you go and you pay the guy. So he has like a spoonful of shit and he just walks around and flicks it on
your
shoe.
That's why I do it to me and I go, I like that. That actually is what I wanted. And he's like, my plan is backfiring.
It's like shit's version of this fire protection
shit
from the mom.
I got to tell you what, they deserve what they get. And I mean positively. I mean, they deserve the money they get for that scam because the guy who flings the shit... He, what's the better job? Like walking around with like
cleaning
a surplus of shit to flick, but you're carrying around like a canteen of shit to keep like spooning things out.
He's yelling at his kids. Told you I need the shit today.
I need to practice my
shit.
I need to practice my spoon throwing. I'm going to throw something at you.
Or if you're the guy buffing out turds.
Yeah, because if you miss that shit and you go, oh, it's on your shirt, my friend can't clean that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I would rather be the guy cleaning the shit. No, I'd rather be the guy.
The salesman.
The guy who goes, dude, there's a guy who cleans shit off his shoes. That's the guy.
There's a third guy.
There's a fourth guy you guys aren't thinking of. There's a fourth guy who all he does is eat and shit. And he's the fourth guy.
I need you to go to the source.
I feel like the guy who shits also has to collect.
Yeah.
And I'm out on that too. You're correct. The person to be is, man, that's the leader of the group.
Middleman.
That's the leader who comes in and he goes, all right, I'm just going to come in and go like, sir, you got shit on your shoes. I think there's a shit shoe cleaner over there.
Yeah, you got to give him the monorail.
That's
song.
The guy. But what if you don't believe
it? You got to come in and be like, why, that looks like you have some shit on your shoe.
He goes, I don't believe you.
I don't.
You're not selling us. Where is your business? Business are you doing with your hands?
Where did you come from? And you're like, I would melt down immediately. I'm working for the guy with the shit.
He goes, the shit shoe collector's my uncle. I suck at this.
I'm fucking terrible at this. Why did I try to do this? I was going to be a doctor. I was going to be a doctor in Indiana.
Who notices another man has shit on his shoes on the street?
May I ask you something? It sounds as if you are trying to rip me off by throwing shit and then directing me towards a friend who cleans it. I go, you're very astute.
Now, I'm going to go to your shit-cleaning friend because I need the shit cleaned off. But he is going to do it for a reduced rate because I have seen through your whole ruse.
God damn it, shake my
What
hand.
About the shit thrower? Can't do the same guy 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Yo, he goes, yesterday.
You got me. Yeah. And then he's like, shit.
What if
shit.
You, what if you carried your own shit in India? So then he did it. You go, you have shit on your shoe. And then you go, you have shit too.
Oh, like a Mexican standoff.
Yeah.
Everyone's got shit on
back.
Their shoe.
Everyone's got shit on their shoe. Let's all go to your guy.
You
got to
walk around with a spoonful of shit.
Because I'm going to tell you right now.
Like a squirt gun filled with piss.
Yeah. It just becomes that, Rigo.
Fire with piss.
Why don't you come close here? I got guy on every rooftop here with a bunch of shit. And he'll rain it down as you fuck
over. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. If
look
I would
up
go,
to that window. See that reflection?
I would just stack logs laser. Inside of an old school super soaker that's just a big syringe and just crank it out the hole.
See, this is a bazooka filled with shit.
with a little laser sight right on
there. Yeah. See that? That's my friend up there.
Like,
he's
whoa.
Got accurate.
Okay. Just wipe your shit hands off before you shake my hand.
I want you to take a look at my phone. That's drone footage. I'll strike this place
every
with shit.
Every time I guess a place is like that, I'm always like, India? No, like I don't want to bathe with like, you know, like a Flintstone with an elephant blowing water over my body.
And that then does sound
like,
awesome.
They're like, it's not like that. And then it you is. Hear these stories, it like, is. Sure it is.
Yeah. It's, well, it can be time. Great and it can be horrible. Like Thailand was both. You know what I mean? It was both.
Did
but
you
it was...
see Ari's dog over there while you were there?
No.
Yeah. Well, when you were Thailand, in Thailand, Thailand you... a lot like the about like the men and women. They're all both.
They're all both, yeah.
But when you were in Thailand, are you talking about like being in Bangkok and then going outside? Like, obviously outside of the main city, it was back to like...
Yeah, well, I was playing at a club there, you know, a rock club, and then we were staying at the like American hotel.
Yeah.
As American as it can be.
Sure.
But as soon as I woke up in the morning, I got on a cab and left and went to like this, you know, bizarre, crazy place where you... Like Zimmerman was there eating food. It was like eating fucking whatever. Fuck. Saw cockfighting. Saw like all sorts of
donkey
crazy
show?
Shit. Look for it for 4 hours. Couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Donkey show and a ping pong girl. That's what we were looking for. We couldn't find the ping pong girl either. It was like Blade Runner at night.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Times Square at the height at 2-3 in the morning in Thailand. It's like Blade Runner, dude. It's fucking
what is
dark.
What is a cock show what I'm hoping it is?
It's cockfight is the two the roosters.
Chickens.
With
oh,
the
no,
fucking,
do you think
it's two penises slapping?
Two guys jousting with
it's
their
100%
dicks.
Not yeah. what I was hoping.
Bobby goes, so when did they pull the penises out?
I just
what are the chickens doing here,
I wanted caramel cocks slapping
and
each other.
They're going to run at each other.
I saw
first.
Like
I like the idea of tying those little blades they put on the roosters, though. Tie it around your dicks and you
like
just guys come in.
Yeah. But a little different.
But they have the bats. You could buy fucking anything. I almost bought a human skull turned into an ashtray.
Oh.
But I knew I wasn't going to get the custom, so I fucking didn't spend the money on
what,
it.
What, are they going to fucking pull a chip off it and throw it through a microscope?
They go, what is this? And you go, it's some business I took care of.
It was all jeweled. There was a skull cap and it had like
it's
jewels
Jimmy
on it.
Hoffa.
He goes, what is that? He goes, that's the reason I came out here.
Also, the reason I'm returning a lot more calm and collected. Let's just say a lot of problems cleared up on this trip.
Dead preteens tell no tales.
Yeah. Damn, dude, that's fucking wild. Thailand's a place I'd like to go, but then I in my head I want to go, but I would never go.
Well, I know that Ari goes there. Like, I've seen people
Ari's like, hey, I'm going to take a U-boat down the fucking Danube. It's like there's some place that you don't want
to
go.
Yeah, Ari escapes like he's training to fight.
Chad Daniels did it. He did China. And,
really?
And yeah, he did all that. And what's weird, too, is like in Germany, Sweden, Norway, like in Europe, man, everybody speaks English to a level, right?
Yeah.
France, they can, but they choose not to.
Yeah.
But Thailand, it's a hit or miss. Like, it can be like nobody knows what the fuck you're saying or everyone does, which is weird. So, you know, being a comedian would be a little harder than being a musician because they can just mouth along with their, you know, what they know.
I say stay out of any country that has ceremonial masks. That always just means problems. You know what I mean? Some kind of a sacrifice or a freaky god that needs something naked to happen.
Yeah. Or a rich overclass that has orgies.
Yes.
And, you know,
because
we have mask traditions. Who's wearing a bird mask at an Eyes Wide Shut party?
God damn. That is.
The worst is AK-47s pointing at you with a fucking shaky dude who weighs 45 pounds. like four or five of them, and you're all standing there, and they got your passports, and they're like one guy, and you just pay the money, and then they pulled us over, dude. It was fucking.
Because if you're gonna send anyone,
it was scary.
When I said when I talked to Korn when I was out with them, and they said that same thing. How regular is it? All bands know this too. They go, no, if you're going to Russia, like a bunch of bunch of places. He goes, there's always places like in the budget of the tour. Is paying off guys with guns when you land, because they're going to say you can't take your equipment. They're going to all things that aren't true. Wow. You can take all this stuff. They're just going to say, we're saying you can't, because they're all just like thugs.
Yeah. So it was money, but like in like Bosnia and Serbia and all that part of the world was always, they just wanted t-shirts. And we're like, fuck yeah, take t-shirts, man. Fuck. Here's a box of them.
That's fucking wild.
They pulled us over and the guy said, hey, your headlight's out. And then he smashed it. With
like Porky's?
Like Porky's, dude. Straight out of Porky's. Right? And then was like, you know, it'd be 200. And we just said, well, we got shirts or 200. We're like, what do you want? Go, shirts. I want shirts. And
really?
Yeah, that was like.
They light up? Yeah, like, I love rock.
You should have took shit and threw it in a shoe. Go, look, we have a guy.
I got a guy clean that up. I got a guy with a machine gun that watched you do that.
You got a bass player that'll buff that out in 2 seconds.
We thought we were going to get kidnapped in Colombia that time. The guy pulled over and disappeared. You? Well, we're all in his van. And the dude, we didn't know. Promoter was like, no, he's gonna drive you, and he drove for like 45 minutes an hour and just pulled over and just got out and left us in the car. We're like, well, we're gonna throw trends, or we're gonna just run at them, dude, you know, if they come out.
Wait,
I
really?
If I'm gonna get kidnapped in South America, I feel like I'm gonna try to tell them that I snore. I'm like, just before I snore before you guys do this, just know that I snore really loud. None of you are gonna sleep.
Snore
Snoring.
We got stranded in China. The promoter just was like, fuck you.
What?
Got in a car and left.
Why?
And he didn't want to pay us the rest of the money he owed us.
Damn, was it the guy from Green Jello? Because I always see him arguing with stuff like that.
No, I mean, it was I think it
what
was
part of China?
What's the main
Beijing?
Not that one, the other one.
Hong Kong?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's one of the uppier cities. We were way up there.
Dubuque?
No.
Yeah. China
City?
I can't remember the
You start guessing?
City.
China.
But they left us there, and we didn't have anybody. The interpreter left. We had no interpreter. We had nothing. We were outside the airport with all our gear, and we're like, fuck. And it was us and... what was the band? I think it wasn't Anal Cunt. It was
that's great.
No, not that time.
I think it was Rotting Christ. And then it was we're all so 10 dudes are fucking standing there with fuck. But we ended up getting on a plane and getting us out of there.
And what's crazy is because of how metal guys look, you guys just look like Blackwater. You look like they're just a bunch of mercenaries that got dropped off.
Even when you're nervous and uncomfortable and scared, they think you're the problem.
Yeah. They go, look, there's a Delta Force here.
Like, we could really use some help. Like,
Russia was scary. Russia was.
What was the scariest place you guys have been?
The constant Tetris box.
Mine was outside Recife in Brazil, and we got stopped in the middle, and that's when they had the like three guys with AK-47s just pointing at us, just fucking shaking, like they were scared.
Brazil's
we're all
bad,
just like, dude, what the like, you know,
in Brazil a lot. In Brazil's
two in the
bad.
Morning.
Me and Patrice got pulled over in Brazil because he had a hooker in the back seat. The rule was you can't take a girl. You have to put a girl, if you're going to go back to the hotel, you have to put her in a separate cab because they have roadblocks all the time. And they look for like Americans with a Brazilian girl, and they pull you over and they shake you down. And she got in the car, and I was like, Patrice, she's got to go. And he's like, Bobby, just shut the fuck up. I go, Patrice, I'm not getting fucked. And we started screaming at each other. And I'm like, dude, you're fucked. And she's like, Patiki, can
I
go?
I heard Patrice, though, fucked up a couple times in Brazil, which do you guys ever get taken advantage of by the kids? Like, didn't he?
I was with him.
He bought a bunch of kids, like.
No, he went down there the first day, and we'd give these kids money so they would surround him like Willy Wonka. Because he always wanted to be the mayor of something.
But they said the guy who was, like, running, like, whatever you guys were doing there, or the guy from the resort goes, everyone in the car right now, like, you can't do that.
That
like, these kids are going to go tell older people.
This is what happened. We were at the Club Helpe, and there's a little cafe
Bobby,
up front.
I wasn't there. I think I can speak on this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I was there. I apologize.
Bobby, I heard this third hand, so maybe let me handle this.
I heard this on a podcast, so if you could.
But Jay, I was right. I was
there. Okay, no, you know what? No, you take it away.
No, you go.
You take it away.
Yeah, dude, we were out front, and he got annoyed with the kids because they were up his ass. They wanted food or whatever. And he was like, nah, get away. He kind of was rude to him. He goes, get away. As soon as he did that, they went to the older kids. So now we're walking. We had two blocks back to the hotel from the club. And this kid, I'm talking, dude, he looked like, I mean, just a UFC fucking fighter. He ripped his shirt off. He goes, screaming at us. And he's taking clothes off as he's following us. And he's screaming at Patrice. And I'm like, just keep walking. Keep walking. And he's like, Bobby, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. I'm like, just keep walking. So we're trying not to.
Was he nervous?
We didn't want to run because we felt like it was a lion. If you run, he'll run too.
Yeah.
So we were trying to just, he didn't know where we were going, we thought. And we just made it to the hotel and the security pushed us in, stepped in front of him and started yelling at him.
Really?
And we got on the hotel right in the nick of time. And then we had to hire people. Like we hired a guy, like an FBI type guy. To be with us
every
time we went out, we had to hire this guy, and we had to hire a favela guy to be with us. Two guys to be with us every night to protect us because fucking the mayor of Brazil.
Patrice gave kids a bunch of dough.
We couldn't go anywhere after that. Patrice,
we had police take us everywhere. I couldn't go anywhere. We were walking down the street in Mexico City, and we had to stop. And the promoter was like, "Oh, I got to give this guy $200 for the cartel here, so we can go over there."
Yeah.
We wanted to go to this flea market kind of thing, and so we had to pay. Like, all right, but we always had.
Yeah, they pulled us over with the hooker, and they had their the guns on us with their fingers on the trigger.
Yeah, and shaking.
I was like,
is it that fun in Brazil?
It was it was worth it.
It's pretty fun.
It's got to be a gorgeous country.
I mean, yeah, I would have took a beheading. Like, if one of us got beheaded, it was 100% worth it.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget that The Bonfire is a radio show, a full show. We got a studio and everything. You can listen to us on SiriusXM or on the SXM app. It's basically the same thing. Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.